Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. I'm Mike Peskin for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Rachel Martin in for Allison Stewart. Okay, even if you're not a fan of Swedish pop music, you've probably heard this song sometime in the last year. It's called Young Folks, and it's by the band Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Since those guys put out Young Folks on their third album, Writer's Block, it has landed in TV shows, commercials, it won a Grammy Award. That'd be a Swedish Grammy or a Swammy.
Of course. And about a month ago, Grammy's Award winner and ace whistler, Peter Morayan, the Peter from Peter, Bjorn, and John, came into the BPP studios to perform some tunes and talk to Luke and Allison about growing up in small town Sweden. The sudden interest in their music from well-known British singers and unknown Danish ones, and trying to get away from that song.
What is it like to be so well-known for one song right now when you've written three different records with lots of really good songs on them?
It's good because people buy the album and hopefully like some of the other songs. But it's bad if they only like that song. It's a bit bad, but it's good because we get some financial support.
Some financial support.
But I mean, yeah, I can stay in New York for a while because of that song. So that's nice. But I hope that eventually people get into the other songs as well.
What's the weirdest place that you've heard that song? I mean, most unexpected.
Well, I heard the James Blunt cover. Did you hear that?
Uh-uh.
That was pretty weird. And then meeting him like the day after and denying that we heard the cover because we didn't want to...
Did you like the cover? Was that the idea?
James Blunt?
No comments.
He answered the question. He didn't really care for the cover.
That's the You're Beautiful guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Have you been in a, you know, in a store or walking down the street and heard it come blaring out of someone's window and thought, hey, that's my song?
You hear people whistle occasionally and you don't really know. And also, like, sitting in restaurants and it's coming on and you can't really tell if they recognize you or... if it's just accident, I don't know. But that's pretty weird, actually. It kind of upsets me. I don't want to hear it when I'm eating.
Even though it's probably what's paying for the food.
Yeah, that's true.
This may sound like a silly question. Are you a tremendously good whistler? I'm thinking, is this all done in post-production, or are you spot on when you whistle?
Actually, on the record, Bjorn is whistling, and it's like pitched, so it's not really natural. So then when we were supposed to do it live after we finished the record, I was supposed to whistle, and it was really hard because it's quite a high pitch for a male to whistle. But I nailed it eventually.
I saw you at the 930 Club in D.C., and I thought you whistled it excellently.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you brought your guitar in, and you were going to play a song for us. Well, what do you have?
I'm thinking about doing Obvious of My Affection since you praised it so nicely.
It is my favorite song,
thank you.
And I know you aim to please, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
Remember when I first moved here a long time ago, 'cause I heard some song I used to hear back then a long time ago. And I remember when even further back in another town, 'cause I saw something written I used to say back then, hard to comprehend. And the question is, was I more alive than I'm now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now. I cry more often now. I am more me. Ooh. But of course, some days I slide around and hardly exist, and can't tell apart what I'm eating from my hands or my wrist. 'Cause flesh is flesh, flesh is flesh is flesh, the difference is thin. But life is a certain ability to bring new life into me, so I breathe it in. Tells me here you are, and we all are here, and you still can make sense if you just show up and present an honest face instead of that grin. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now, I cry more often now, I am more me. And the other day, this new friend of mine said something to me. Just because something starts differently doesn't mean it's worthless. And I soaked it in, how I soaked it in, how I soaked it in. And just to prove how right it was, then you came. So I'm gonna give, yes I'm gonna give, I'm gonna give you a try. So I'm gonna give, yes I'm gonna give, I'm gonna give you a try. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now, I cry more often now. I am more me. Am more me.
People are like collecting outside the studio. It's like, what is that sound? That sound is Peter Morean of Peter, Bjorn, and John here on the Bryant Park Project. You guys are from Stockholm, and yeah. I was going down the list of Swedish bands that I've been listening to and enjoying lately, and it seems like a whole bunch of them have made the jump over here. You've got The Knife, Jens Lekman, Jose Gonzalez. Mm. I'm from Barcelona. I'm not the band. I'm from Barcelona. What's going on in Sweden right now?
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, there's been good bands there forever, but of course it's exploded the last 5 years or something, especially over here. And I guess it's part of it. It's because of internet, because you get a lot of hype from blogs and stuff, and people don't actually need record deals before people get... That's what happened to us. The record wasn't out here, and people would start talking about it, and eventually a record label got interested. So... I think internet has a lot to do with it. And like, you know, networking, indie networking, and people, there's no barriers anymore. So even if there were good bands in Sweden by 1990, it was much harder to reach other countries.
How did you consume music when you were little? I mean, you think about kids today, they can just log on and consume anything from anywhere. Yeah. But how did you find it?
It was pretty difficult because I'm raised in a small village called Vika, which is in a part of Sweden called Dalarna, where there's lots of skiing and ice hockey and not a lot of good music, apart from traditional fiddle music. And it was very hard. I had to like buy records while I was on a vacation with my parents to bigger cities, and then you had to go in and buy lots of records to keep you busy for half a year. And in the town where I lived, you can only buy like the latest releases, or not even that, like... almost the latest releases, a couple of months old or something. So it's very hard. And you taped from radio, of course.
Who were you into? Who were you listening to?
In the 80s, when I was about 10, I was really into the House Martins.
Uh-huh, the House Martins.
Yeah.
Sure.
And also stuff like Aha, you know, and also lots of 60s. I was like a 60s freak when I grew up, like Beatles, Beach Boys, Birds, like really early. When I was 7, I was into that.
Do you feel like that, does that come out in your music, that kind of 60s influence, you think, that sort of harmony?
Yeah, I guess it still does. I mean, you don't listen to it as much anymore, but when I started to learn to write songs, that's what I listened to. So it kind of, somewhere in the back of your head, it's still there, I guess. But it's very interesting, as you said, because like my cousin, who lives in the same village now, he gets all these fashionable clothes and he knows all the latest music just by sitting in front of the computer. And it wasn't, that couldn't it happen in the like 80s. That. It wasn't, it's not possible. So you had to move. I had to move to Stockholm. which was good because I met the boys and everything.
The names, the name Peter, Bjorn, and John is pretty straightforward. It's the guys in the band. Does Bjorn get mad because people think it's your last name? Because for the longest time, I thought you were a guy named Peter Bjorn, and then there was a dude named John, like on tambourine.
No, I didn't get mad, but it was weird because we got a mail from, there's a Danish troubadour who's actually christened Peter Bjorn, and that's his last name. Mm-hmm. So he was pretty mad at us. He said, like, I was actually named this by my parents, and you ruined my career. Everybody comes to my show and, like, pretending I'm going to whistle or something. And,
play young folks.
Yeah. And he hadn't released an album or anything. He was played on Danish radio and had some demos out. And I kind of explained, we have the record out all over the world. We can't really change it now. It's too late. I'm sorry. I understand the problem. But so he didn't answer back then.
Did people think that was a weird name? Did people think that was a weird name when you guys started out?
In Sweden, very weird. I think over here, people don't think it's that weird. Because in the beginning, it's supposed to be said in English, you know, because it's spelled in English, like Peter, Bjorn, and John with A-N-D. But in the beginning, everybody thought that was a misspell. So they said Peter, Bjorn, och John on Swedish radio, which sounds really dull and boring. So we had to phone like the Swedish radio and tell them how to spell our name. They couldn't get it right. They thought it was a misspelling. So it's going better here, I think.
You guys tour a lot and have toured in America pretty extensively. Yeah. What's your favorite U.S. city to play in?
It's different from time to time. I can't really pick. I mean, sometimes a show is better in one city and sometimes better in another one. But I think it's really fun to play like cities you don't really expect things to happen. Like we played Salt Lake City and it was a riot. Like, because it was like a free show outdoors and it was, I don't know how many kids, like 1,200 or 1,300 or something. And they kind of jumped on stage and broke down barriers and went nuts. It was actually a bit almost worrying, like a bit scary. We had to like calm them down. And I never thought that would happen at our shows, you know. But also Nashville was very fun. It wasn't sold out like it usually is in the bigger cities. But people who were there were just crazy. And on the last song, everybody was dancing on stage. And so those two were pretty, I'm going to remember for a while.
You now are in this band that's so popular. When you do play shows, it's sold out a lot of the time. People are into it. They know the songs. Are there parts about being a bona fide rock and roll star now that you didn't expect?
I never thought about stuff like that, like expecting anything. I'm just so happy that people want to see us. I still don't get it really because we used to play Cellars in Stockholm for 60 people, so I still expect 60 people.
But when you're on when you're on stage looking out at this crowd of people singing along, are you thinking to yourself, "I can't believe this is my job"?
Yes, every day.
Would it be possible to play another song for us? Do you have another one in the hopper?
I could try something. I do a song that we sometimes do as an encore, which was on our first album, which is not released in the States. Our second one is out here. The first one you can only buy at the shows. Still, I don't know why, but I do a song from that one because it's
sure.
Just
what's
the
this
acoustic
called?
Guitar. Collect, Select, Reflect. So it's on the album called Peter, Bjorn, and John, which is red.
Think of me, and I will think of you. Then at least we all can do what the other wants us to. Be with me, and I will be with you. As to complicate things further, I will always be true. Collect, select, reflect, and think. pick out the things you want and need. They're telling me you can't always be the center of attention, but you can try. You can try. You can try. You can try. Try, 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 try. Honesty is easy to act, as a matter of a fact. It disguises what you lack. What do I lack? What do you lack? What do we lack? Try, 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 try.
Peter Moran of Peter, Bjorn, and John. What was that song called again?
Collect, Select, Reflect.
Can people get that on your, can they get that record on your website, I assume?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they can get at the shows when they play all across the states late November and
absolutely.
December, right?
Absolutely. They're going to be playing. But first off, some free shows, I understand, coming up in Manchester, Bristol, and London, if you're listening to us in the UK. And then back here in New York playing at Joe's Pub on November 19th.
That's just me, yeah.
Oh, that's just you?
Yeah, that's a solo show.
Well, I think based on the performance today, it's going to be sold out.
Okay.
If I have to buy the tickets myself. Peter, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's it for the Bryant Park Project, our very first Thanksgiving edition.
Angela Ellis and Lauren Sporer helped us get on the air today.
Manoli Weatherall and Josh Rogerson pushed all the buttons.
Other people earning time and a half: Jacob Gans, who directed the show; Trisha McKinney, the kind of editor who dashes out of a studio at a moment's notice to stick a cell phone in the maw of a guy camping outside of Best Buy.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez, although he bailed and went to Arizona. But who is here? Sharon Hoffman, our executive producer. That's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.